由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Welcome once again to this broadcast.
欢迎你收听今天的天路导向。
And this is the second to last in a series of messages from the seven statements from the cross.
今天是十架七言这个讲道信息系列的尾二的一讲。
And I don't have to tell you that we live in times of uncertainty.
我唔使讲俾你听，你都知道今日我哋生活紧系一个变幻无常嘅世代。
Safety is no longer a sure thing.
安全感已经唔再系理所当然嘅事。
Some people spend sleepless nights worrying about their precious things.
有啲人担心佢哋宝贵嘅财物，以至于睡不着，彻夜不眠。
And our most precious possession is life itself.
但是我们最宝贵的财产其实就是我们的生命本身。
There is a children's prayer that goes something like this.
有一篇儿童的祷文是这样讲的。
As I lay down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
当我睡着的时候，求主保守我的灵魂。
And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
如果我在梦中离开人世的话，求主接收我的灵魂。
This famous children's prayer is an indication of willingness to deposit one's most prized possession, which is one's own soul, in the safest depositing place in the universe.
这一篇著名的孩童祷词是讲明了人是愿意将他最宝贵的财产，就是一个人的灵魂，存放到去宇宙当中最安全最安全的地方，就是主的手里面。
The sixth statement from the cross is an example of this.
而在十架七言里面的第六句亦都是这一样的祷告的典范。
The sixth statement from the cross is a childhood prayer that Jesus learned probably from his mother.
十架上面的七言的第六句，其实很可能就是一个孩童式的祷告，好像一个小朋友向他的父亲、母亲讲话那样。
Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
他说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里面。
In the five previous messages, we had studied the first five statements from the cross.
在前面的五讲当中，我们已经学习过十架七言的前五句。
Today we come to the sixth and the next to last statement.
而今天我们就要进入第六句的说话当中，也都是尾二个句的说话当中。
It is a word that was used by many of Jesus' followers through the ages.
耶稣在十字架上面所讲的这一句说话，在历史当中很多人都曾经引用过。
It was said that Christopher Columbus's last words were, In your hands I commit my spirit.
据闻说，哥伦布这一位第一个发现新大陆的航海家，他临终的说话是，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里面。
Martin Luther, the great reformer's last words were, Into your hands I commit my spirit.
马丁路德那位伟大的宗教改革家，他的最后临终的遗言是，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里面。
Probably countless other Christians through the years have prayed this prayer before they went to be in the arms of Jesus.
好可能在长久以来，无数的基督徒在安息主怀之前都是这样祈祷的。
Let me encourage you to turn in your Bible to Luke chapter 23, beginning at verse 44.
让我们一起翻开圣经，在路加福音第23章由第44节开始。
Let us read that passage together.
让我们一起诵读那一段的经文。经文是记载在路加福音第23章第44到第49节。那个时候约是中午12点，遍地都黑暗了，直到下午3点，竟然太阳都变黑。在殿里面的幔子竟然在当中裂为两半，耶稣就大声地在十字架上面呼喊着话了，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里面。耶稣讲完这句说话之后，他的气就断了。白夫长看见所成就的事，他就将荣耀归给神。他说，你一个人真是义人啊。聚集观看耶稣钉十字架的众人，见到这一件所成就的事，都掩住他们的胸口回去了。还有一切与耶稣熟悉的人，同埋同耶稣一起在加利利跟住耶稣来的妇女，他们都远远地看住耶稣钉十字架的这一件事。
If you look at the surrounding atmosphere that led to this cry of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross,
如果你注意到耶稣在十字架上面所发出这一声呼喊的背景，
You will see this cry to be not a cry of defeat, but a cry of victory.
你就会明白耶稣的呼喊并不是失败的呼喊，而是一次的胜利的呼喊。
Not a cry of being conquered by death, but conquering death.
它不是一个被死亡征服的呼喊，而是一个征服了死亡的呼喊。
Not a cry of a victim of circumstances, but a cry of the one who is in control of the circumstances.
不是一次受外在环境逼迫而成的呼喊，而是一个表明他掌控环境的呼喊。
The uniqueness of Jesus' death is that he died after only 6 hours.
耶稣的死亡一个很独特的特征，就是耶稣被钉上十字架之后6小时就过身了。
And as a commander who dismisses a servant from his presence, he dismissed his spirit.
就好像一个元首解除他仆人的任务一样，耶稣交出了他自己的灵魂。
Not only did he die in 6 hours and not 48 hours, but he died not with a whimper, but with a loud cry.
耶稣在6小时之内就离世，并不是通常钉十字架的人在十字架上面被挂48小时才离世，而且耶稣钉十字架死亡的时候是大声地呼喊，而不是好像平常人一样是低声哀哭。
Medical science has interpreted this cry as a result of his heart rupturing or breaking.
有一些医学的专家解释说，这一种呼喊是耶稣的心脏爆裂的结果。
In reality, Christ died with a cry of a conquering hero.
但是事实上，基督是以一个得胜的英雄的身份去呼喊迈向死亡的。
A cry of a victor in battle.
这一种呼喊是在战斗中间得胜的呼喊。
A cry of triumph.
是一些胜利的凯歌。
The centurion had heard many people die on crosses.
可能那位白夫长已经听惯了罪犯在十字架上面死亡的时候的呻吟声。
But never did he hear someone die with a cry of victory.
但是可能他未听过一个人是带着胜利的呼喊而死的。
So much so that he said, surely this was a righteous man.
因而白夫长这样说，这一个真是一个义人啊。
My listening friend, I want you to listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you about this cry itself.
亲爱的听众朋友，我希望你仔细咁样收听我哋讲嘅嘢，因为我想同你分享你一声呼喊。
One of the two criminals who hung beside Jesus died with a curse on his life.
在耶稣旁边的两个罪犯之中的其中一个人，是带着对生命的咒诅，对耶稣的嘲笑而死亡。
But the Lord Jesus died with a scriptural prayer on his lips.
但是在主耶稣离世的时候，他口里面所发出的话，是来自诗篇的祷告。
It was from Psalm 31.
这个祷告是记载在诗篇第31篇。
I hope you can follow it with us.
我希望你能够去跟我们一起来看下诗篇第31篇。
This is the psalm that Jesus quoted here in his second to the last word from the cross.
耶稣在十架七言里面所讲的第六句说话，就是引用了这一篇诗篇第31篇之中的其中一些的话语。
Let's read Psalm 31 together.
让我们一起来诵读诗篇第31篇。耶和华，我投靠你，求你使我永远都不会羞愧，凭你的公义去搭救我，求你侧耳而听，快快地救我，作我坚固的磐石，作拯救我的保障。因为你就是我的岩石，是我的山寨，所以求你为你的名的缘故引导我，指点我，求你救我脱离其他人为我暗设的网罗，因为你就是我的保障。我将我的灵魂交在你的手里，耶和华诚实的神啊，你救赎了我。我恨恶那些信奉虚无之神的人，我要依靠耶和华。我要为你的慈爱高兴欢喜，因为你见过我的困苦，知道我心里面的艰难。你未曾将我交在仇敌的手里面，你使我的脚站在宽阔的地方。耶和华啊，求你怜恤我，因为我在急难之中，我的眼睛因为忧愁而干瘪，连我的身心亦都不舒畅。我的生命为受苦而消耗，我的年岁为叹息而旷废，我的力量因为我的罪孽而衰败，我的骨头亦都枯干。我因一切的敌人而成为了羞辱，在我的邻舍的跟前更加厉害。那些认识我的人都惧怕我，在外头见到我的都躲避我。我被人所忘记，好像死人一样，无人纪念。我好像一个破碎的器皿一样。我听见好多人的诽谤，四周都是惊吓。他们一起商议攻击我的时候，就图谋要害我的性命。耶和华，我仍旧倚靠你，我说你就是我的神，我终身的事都在你的手里面，求你救我脱离仇敌的手和那些逼迫我的人，求你用你的念光光照我，就是你的仆人，凭你的慈爱去拯救我。耶和华，求你叫我不自羞愧，因为我曾呼吁你，求你使恶人羞愧，使他们在阴间缄默无声。那些杀谎的人请骄傲轻慢，出狂妄的话攻击义人，愿他们的嘴哑口无言。敬畏你、投靠你的人，你为他们所积存的 在世人面前所施行的恩惠是何等的大呢？你必将他们藏在你面前的隐密处，免得遇见人的计谋。你必暗暗地保守他们在亭子里面，免受口舌的争闹。耶和华是应当称重的，因为他在坚固的城里面向我施奇妙的慈爱。至于我，我曾急速地说，我从你眼前被隔绝。然而我呼求你的时候，你仍然听我恳求的声音。耶和华的圣民啊，你们都要爱他。耶和华保护诚实的人，足足地报应行事骄傲的人。凡仰望耶和华的人，你们都要壮胆，坚固你们的心。
Remember that each one of the seven words of Jesus from the cross has a very significant implication.
请你记住耶稣在十架七言上面的每一句说话，其实都有很深刻的含义的。
Each statement is either a fulfillment of a prophecy from the Old Testament.
每一句说话，一系就是旧约预言的应验。
Or the foreshadowing of an Old Testament prediction.
或者是旧约预言的预表。
When Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
当耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所作的，他们不晓得。
It was the fulfillment of Isaiah 53:12.
就是应验着以赛亚书第53章第12节的话语。
Isaiah said he made intercessions for his transgressors.
以赛亚说，他又为罪犯代求。
When he looked at the penitent criminal and said, Today you shall be with me in paradise.
耶稣当时就看着悔改的那位罪犯，并跟他讲话，今日你要跟我在乐园里面。
It was a fulfillment of Matthew 1:21.
上面这一句说话就是应验着马太福音第一章第21节。
You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
那里说你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
When he looked at his mother and said, Woman, behold your son, it was the fulfillment of the prophecy made by Simeon to Mary.
另外，当他望住他的妈妈说，母亲，看下你的儿子。这一句说话是应验了西面在耶稣受割礼的时候向玛利亚所讲的话。
In Luke 2:35, Simeon said to her, A sword will pierce through your own soul.
在路加福音第二章第35节，西面对玛利亚说，你自己的心都要被刀刺透。
When he cried out in the darkness of midnight, that overcame the brightness of midday.
当黑暗征服了正午的阳光的时候，耶稣呼喊着这样说。
His cry, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Was a direct quote from Psalm 22:1.
我的神，我的神，为什么要离弃我？耶稣这一句的呼喊正正是出自诗篇第22篇第一节。
When he cried out, I thirst, it was a direct quote from Psalm 69:21.
当耶稣呼喊着说，我口渴了，这一句是直接引用了诗篇第69篇第21节。
In my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink.
那里说，我渴了，他们拿醋给我喝。
In the deliberate foreknowledge of God, every detail of the cross was given so that we would know for sure that the crucifixion was not a misfortune of fate.
先知先觉的永生神，他对十字架上面每一步都一早有预告，他是要让我们知道十字架上面所发生的事并不是突发的厄运。
It was not the surrender to martyrdom，
亦不是说他要投降以至于殉难。
It was not the unfortunate end of a good life，
亦都不是一个美好的生命的遗憾结局。
Jesus was the only one who was to be born of a woman for the sole purpose of dying.
耶稣是那位唯一一位从女人而生，并单单是为了受死而降生的主。
And when Jesus cried out, Father, unto your hands I commit my spirit.
所以当耶稣呼喊着说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里面。
His cry was the scriptural prayer that every devout person had prayed at the end of the day.
他是利用经文来呼求，而这句经文也是每一个虔诚的人在每一天的结束的时候的祈祷。
This was not a cry of panic nor a cry of fear.
这一句并不是因为恐慌的呼求，更加不是因为害怕的呼求。
It was the cry of confidence that Jesus had prayed every evening for 30 plus years of his life.
这一句是耶稣在他生命的三十几年里面每日祷告所沉淀出来的信心呼求。
The word here, I commit, means I deposit.
我交出这一句的说话在这里的意思是我存放的意思。
Jesus was saying, "To your hands, I deposit my spirit."
耶稣祈祷的这一句说话就是说，我将我的灵魂存放在你的手里面。
Of course, the word "hands" would have held a very special meaning to Jesus at that time.
当然，手这一个字在那个时刻对耶稣来讲是有非常特别的意义的。
Because his own hands were fastened to the wood of the cross.
因为在那一刻，耶稣自己的双手被钉在十字架上面。
The hands of the wicked men hung him there.
是犯罪的人的手将他钉在那里的。
And in Matthew 17:22, Jesus predicted his cross when he said, "The Son of Man will fall into the hands of sinners."
在马太福音第十七章二十二节，耶稣话到人子要将被交在人的手里面的时候，耶稣已经预言了他十字架的道路了。
In Matthew 26:45.
在马太福音第二十六章第四十五节，
Immediately before the crucifixion, he spoke of being betrayed into the hands of sinners.
就在上十字架之前，耶稣还提过人子被卖在罪人的手里面了。
Those hands that flogged him，
就是这些手曾经鞭打耶稣。
Those hands that crowned him with thorns.
就是这些手为耶稣戴上了荆棘的冠冕。
For 12 hours he has been in the hands of men.
耶稣在人的手里面被折磨了12个钟头。
The worst that the hands of men could do had been done to him.
人手所能作最差劲的事情都发生在他身上面了。
But now he is to be deposited into the hands of the Father.
但是在这一刻，耶稣被交在父神的手里面。
The hands of the Father meant that 3 days later he would be resurrected.
在父神的手里面意味着三日之后他要复活。
The hands of the Father meant that 40 days later, he would be in the presence of the Father.
在父神的手里面意味着在复活之后的40日，耶稣将要升天，坐在全能的圣父右边。
Being in the hands of the Father meant that when he will come again, he will not fall into our hands, but we will fall into his hands.
在父神的手里面意味着他即将会回来，他永远不会再被交在我们的手里面，而我们则是会交在他的手里面。
My listening friend, let me ask you this.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，让我问你一条问题。
Where do you deposit your life every day?
究竟每一日你的生命是存放在哪里呢？
Do you deposit all confidently with the Father, or do you deposit your life into your own hands?
你究竟是充满信心地将它全部存放在父神的手里面，定是放在你自己的手里面呢？
Do you get up in the morning and say, Lord, I deposit my life in your hands?
究竟你起身的时候，你有没有说到，主啊，我将我的生命放在你手里面呢？
And do you then go about your business believing all things are in his hands?
然后就这样过你的一日，并且相信你所有的事情都在主手里面的掌管呢？
If you are the person who has not learned to surrender yet,
如果你是一个仍然未学识交托的人，
Then I want you to listen to what I'm going to tell you.
咁样，我希望你仔细听我讲嘅嘢。
It's a true story.
我想同你分享一个真人真事。
It's a story about a man who went sailing on the Dead Sea.
呢一个人讲述一个喺死海上面航行嘅人。
This man could not swim.
呢一个人唔识游水。
After he got thrown into the Dead Sea,
当他跌入死海之后，
he became panic-stricken.
他惊惶失措。
And in desperation, he began to thrash about with his arms and legs.
在绝望之中，他开始拼命地挣扎。
He feared that he would sink and drown.
他怕自己会下沉浸死。
At last, when he was completely exhausted,
最后他完全耗尽晒自己的体力，
and felt that he could do no more,
他觉得自己不可以再做任何的事了。
He cried out to God for help,
他呼求神去帮助他，
and then prepared himself for the worst,
然后他作了最坏的打算。
To his surprise, as soon as he relaxed, the water buoyed him up.
但是让他惊讶的是，当他一放松的时候，水就将他浮了上来。
He had forgotten that the Dead Sea is saturated with salt and other minerals.
他已经忘记了，原来死海里面是饱含了盐和其他的矿物质。
And if a person just lies still, he can easily float upon its surface.
只要一个人唔喐咁样摊喺水上面，佢就能够自动漂浮。
My listening friend, I want to tell you it works the same way in the Christian life.
亲爱嘅听众朋友，我想话俾你听，喺基督徒嘅生活里面系有相同嘅道理噶。
If you simply relinquish your controlling spirit and surrender in faith.
如果你愿意放弃惯用的控制心态，单单凭信心交托，
He will take over and you will rest in him.
神就会掌管一切，让你在他里面得着安息。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
让我们都懂得怎样将灵魂交托在主手里面。愿神大大赐福给你，下次再会。